Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Right off the bat, congratulations, Crystal Ray DiPietro, who won $1,000 in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Her reaction when she got the call.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Started crying. I mean, that's how exciting it is when somebody calls you and says, hey, I got $1,000 for you.
Listen, it's one thing when you're gambling, you're playing a machine, something like that. You know you have a chance of winning. You're watching it in front of you. But you get that call out of the blue. That's so cool.
Your next chance to win coming up, 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win a grand in your hand. 6:04, and Carla, it's Thursday morning. We're next in line.
We are absolutely next in line, Mike. Oh, my God. And I'm so excited. We have a new elevator button. Our listeners don't know. We have somebody in the building who apparently used to be with, like, the WWE and pushed the elevator button so hard it almost pushed into the wall.
Yeah.
And we have a new button. Did you feel it?
It's nice.
Wow.
When I noticed the first button was broke, I said,
jeez,
who's pushing it that hard?
I know.
And we
only have two floors. Okay, we got one, we got two. You can get up by stairs if you can't, you know, use the elevator.
But I was thinking, do you have to push it that hard?
The thought is
the harder I push it, the faster it will come.
Yeah, sure. No, that's what I always think, too.
I mean, it was in.
Oh, my God, it was shoved in there. So we have this new, and you know what? I have to do a little video. Because, boy, there's a feel to this new button that is just classy.
It looks fancy schmancy.
Oh, it sure does. It's like we're in a big-time radio building, Mike.
That's how excited we are.
It's like WKRP in Cincinnati.
About a button. Oh, by the way, we got a new doorstop, too.
I know it. All these improvements. It's great. Our door. We had to put our FCC guidelines binder under the door in order to stop it. By the way, I'm all jacked up. I'm on Claritin D, and I'm all
jacked. Prop it open. I noticed that.
I'm like totally jacked up this morning. It's like the 80s all over again.
I'll settle down. Partly cloudy, a little windy today. They say high 65 at 61 now. First doses are cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment, tabloid news coming up.
Well, you knew it would happen. The show is doing so well. She wants a pay raise.
No.
Yep.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other entertainment news after you, too.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment, tabloid news.
Khloe Kardashian's newborn daughter already has 194,000 followers on Instagram.
How?
Jeez. I know, she was only born like 4 or 5 days ago. I think I got like 190. Man.
Somebody's sandbagging.
I think somebody's sandbagging is right. Well, they have a TV show.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Jeez. I mean, we got a radio show. Come on.
Wow.
Maybe because the baby's father told all of his mistresses to follow. Get out of here. Stop it. I'm here all week. Anyhow. 194,000. I'm sure it's over that. I got to get on and check today. But yeah, it's her baby that's 5 days old.
True.
True. It is true, Mike. And the baby's name is True. I got you there. Okay. I got you. Heather Locklear. Boy, this story could join the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, a source says that her people think it might be a good way for her to stay accountable and stay sober.
Oh.
Okay, have you seen any of the Real Housewives people? I don't know that that's the best way to stay sober, but all right. I don't know. We'll ask John Schaefer
just loves those shows, and why, I don't know. But
oh, my God, it's crazy. However, I might even watch if Heather was on.
I might watch that.
Roseanne Barr, she wants a pay raise.
Already?
Yep, to keep doing the show. Now, people are saying that she wasn't particularly excited about the return of the show.
Oh.
I thought she was. And Sarah Gilbert's the one who put the whole thing together, and she's one of the executive producers and all of that. Roseanne would be happy, they say, just at home. You know, just taking it easy, just growing her nuts in Hawaii. She wants a pay raise, and they say that she wants as much as $1 million an episode at this point. Yeah, you know what? You just might ruin a show doing that. So it's doing well still. But wow. And People Magazine, now they've changed the name of their most beautiful issue to The Beautiful Issue.
Mm-mm.
They don't want it to be a contest, they say. Pink made the cover of this issue, and she talked a little bit about it.
I laughed out loud. I immediately turned to my whoever was in the room and said, "Did you ever think this was as good as it gets?" I feel more beautiful, and I've decided that for the whole week that the magazine is out, no one is allowed to look me directly in my eyes. Good.
I love her. That was on Ellen yesterday. I really do love Pink. I think she's an amazing person. I think her music is incredible. She's an amazing artist as well. Read up on her. If this is the only thing you read about her, read up on her. She is pretty incredible. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They've got so many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
Playing the songs you love to crank up and sing along with from the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I'm sorry, you had to watch the needle on that one, didn't you?
6:25. It's always been the problem with that song.
Is it ending now? Is it ending? Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to throw this out there because I saw this yesterday, and it popped up on the news on TV this morning. The average American finds it hard to go a full day without cursing. And I started thinking about it.
Why are you looking at me?
And I said, I think I could do it. I don't know about you.
I don't know that I could.
Really? Being Italian?
Being Italian. It's the Italian in me that brings it out. It's not, I'm not angry. It's emphasis. It's just, it's my emphasis. It's like a further extension of my hands.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's your exclamation point.
Yes, it is. You could very easily do, you're not a guy who swears a whole lot. When you do, I know something's up.
Yeah.
So you're not a guy that swears a whole lot. And I know a lot of people probably say, well, you're a comedian, you know, and on stage. I don't actually swear that much on stage at all.
Filthy.
And oftentimes
you're
I don't. Yes, I'm filthy.
When I heard that guy say that, I was just, wow.
One of our bosses used to say that.
For those people up early this morning listening, could you go a full day? A full day. I know, it seems so easy.
Well, yeah, it does.
And it's like, what's the big deal?
Right.
Could you take those, I don't know how many words out of your vocabulary for a full day. Like I said, if you want, the challenge is on.
Right. Okay.
Now,
I know
you've been up, you were up earlier than I was this morning, so.
Have I already? Oh, please. Hello, you've been in the room with me the past while.
Okay. Let's see. Starting now. Starting now.
Okay.
All right, for the full day.
Okay, all right.
And then tomorrow morning at this time, we'll check in. And of course, you got to be honest, though.
I have to work tonight. Gee.
Right. Just asking, could you go a full day without cursing?
I don't, yeah.
The challenge is on now. We started a couple of minutes ago.
I'm afraid to speak. Like Nevelyn said, come on, you guys, seriously, have you driven in Las Vegas? She said, I swear every time I'm in my car.
All right, well, now you got to think of something else.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Fudge.
Oh, fudge. Yeah, there you go. Dag nabbit. Oh.
Rob's on the phone. Rob, could you do it?
Okay, I think I could do it, but it would drive me.
Oh.
It's that thing, the minute you're told not to do something, you want to do it even more.
Right.
You know?
And then you're so focused on not doing it.
Yes. It screws everything else up.
And then you're afraid to say anything.
Yes.
I forgot, you are working tonight over at the Rampart.
And you know, years ago, it was a really early gig I worked, and I remember the club owner saying, you can't say this, you can't say this, you can't say this. Specific words.
Right.
And it just stuck in mine and the other comics' heads. And first thing we did on stage, it's like, oh, man, I did not.
Oh, and for anybody who wants to go, it's a free show.
It is a free show. Yep, yep.
So you'll be even funnier.
Yeah, absolutely. When you don't have to pay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Oops.
Rob, come on out.
Well, he's out now.
I know.
He's out. What time does the show start?
It's 7 o'clock. I'm sorry.
7 o'clock. Did you doze off?
Everybody go to Carla's show.
I'm trying not to swear.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot for the call. Oh, by the way, Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
We were talking about this a couple of days ago. It's prom season.
Yes, it is.
It's prom season. I was thinking back to my senior prom. Can't remember the theme.
I can't.
Can you?
I can't remember. No. I can't remember the theme. I can't remember. They say that people can't remember their songs, their prom songs. I cannot remember a quote prom song. I remember songs.
Right.
You know, from that year or that prom, but I don't know. I can't think of a prom song. Do you? I mean, I know.
I put it out on Facebook.
Okay.
And I said, can anybody remember our senior prom song or theme?
Right. Yeah.
The one response I got was a friend of ours and says, geez, I was only 5 years old that year.
Okay, you know
what? You're missing the point.
Yeah, keep those comments to yourself. Don't make me swear. Do not make me swear. Jeez.
Now I'm just going to throw little challenges out to you.
I know. Don't test me.
Do you remember your theme song or the theme to your prom?
I know, because everybody had like why do I think one year we had like a... show busy Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know.
Were you on the decorating committee?
Oh, you know, I was on the student council. That was a big pain because it cut into my social time. I was 1 year on the decorating committee. That's a big old pain. But I don't know if anybody is listening. Any of my old high school friends are listening, if they remember our prom theme.
And you went to what? Reno High?
Reno High, yeah.
Graduation class of?
1980.
Yeah. All right, so if anybody remembers or went to school with Carla, Reno, class of 80, the senior theme or the theme song to that prom
I know. A lot of songs that were popular, like I say. I got to think about this one.
All right.
I got one.
Anybody else? What was your theme or your theme song for your senior prom?
My gosh.
Dial it up. We want to hear about it. Can you sing it?
Jeez. Okay.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about your prom. When you went to prom, do you remember the theme or that song?
Right.
A lot of proms were titled after the title of a song. The theme was title of a song.
Right. Well, it's funny because Liz said it was The Best of Times by Styx.
Oh.
She said, I remember because it's printed on the souvenir wine glass they gave us that I still have. We didn't get wine glasses prom. I know. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's very cool. Somebody else said our prom theme song was These Dreams by Heart. Manuela said Free Bird. Leonard Skinner, she said, couldn't tell you what the theme was, though. Maybe bad polyester and big hair, which I love.
Yeah.
And Michelle says, One More Night by Phil Collins.
Okay.
So these are all, those are all good prom songs. I don't remember mine completely.
Free Bird,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Caroline's on the phone. Caroline, what was yours?
It was Almost Paradise from Footloose.
Oh.
Really? Can you sing a little bit for us?
Great song.
Almost Paradise.
Yes.
We're dancing on heaven.
What?
Or
something.
Something like that. I don't know.
Door.
It was kind of cheesy because it was the song that they did at their prom for Footloose, and then we did it. It was cheesy.
Yeah.
How perfect, though.
But they all are.
Yeah, they are all.
Song from senior year.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I wish I could remember it. That's the thing. People can't remember their prom songs. I can't remember mine.
I put mine out on Facebook. I said, if anybody remembers our senior prom theme, you know, what song title it was, please let me know. So I'm just waiting to hear back from some people.
One sticks out, and I remember John and I danced to it. I'll tell you in a bit.
I want to say Color My World.
It was Almost
I'm sorry.
I want to say Color My World, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because that came out in 71.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a slow one either. It's just, you know, your prom song. And I remember two, and one is Celebration, Cool and the Gang. The other one was it Climax Blues Band, I Love You?
Uh-huh.
That song.
Oh.
That was like a slow dance song, and I still love that song. Underrated love song.
Mary Beth, what was your song?
Oh, it was definitely One Direction's Makes You Beautiful. I mean, like, that's a good song, but it's so cheesy when you play it for high schoolers.
Yeah, sing
it. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know.
Everybody.
Oh,
that's what makes you beautiful.
Yay!
Right on!
But again, they're all cheesy.
They are.
If you think about all the senior prom theme songs.
Right. She was just, her prom was just like a minute ago. Jeez. Mike, that's One Direction.
Oh, is that the One Direction?
She's a directioner. If she likes the 1D.
Anybody else want to dive in? Bon Jovi. That had to be a theme, right?
Oh, man,
it had to be.
Living on a Prayer, man? Come on.
Or at least a Bon Jovi song.
Yeah, that had to be a prom song.
Nancy just dialed in. 1975, Time in a Bottle.
Oh, that was Jim Croce. Wow.
And then Larry, he went to prom in 79, said Long and Winding Road from the Beatles.
Okay, all right. You're right. It doesn't have to be from that particular year.
Right.
I guess. I don't.
Anybody from Reno dialing in or texting
nobody.
You? Or?
I can't remember. I don't. There's a lot I've blanked out.
I bet.
You know, over time. It was the 80s, people. But yeah, I remember that song I told you, Climax Blues Band.
Right.
I Love You.
Yeah, you like that song.
I remember that. Yeah, but I remember dancing with John to that song.
But that wasn't the theme.
No, it wasn't, but that was a big song then. That's right. John I told you about that I was in love with until we kissed, and then it was like, ew.
Could be my brother.
Yes.
Christian's on the phone. Christian, do you remember your prom, your theme?
Actually, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. I'm a senior in high school.
What is it this year?
It was they played Party in the USA, and everybody lost it.
Party in the USA?
And the theme was Athens, a night in Athens, but
what?
they had was like one little picture that you could stand behind, but that was about it.
Get out. Really? Where was it? Where'd you have your prom?
It was at a Dragon Ridge, the off of Stephanie.
Oh, okay, the golf club.
Right.
Yeah, I rented a Jaguar, too, for my prom date.
Look at that. Look at that. And could you sing your theme song?
No. I was kind of awkward standing there.
So your prom is in 2018. Party in the USA came out in 2009.
That was a song everybody lost it to. Yeah, they played two slow songs back to back. That was really weird.
Did you go with a girl who's a friend of yours or
my
your girlfriend?
Friend, yeah. My best friend.
That's what a lot of people do. It's not really about going with, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's
about having a good time.
About having a good time, or else just, you know, hook it up.
I had fun, except for the $150 dinner bill.
You said you just rented a Jag.
A Jaguar F-Type. And then you want to hear the cool part? My teacher validated.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah,
that's not the cool part?
No. So we pull up to the front. So you know how everybody rents limos and stuff? I rented a Jaguar F-Type. So I pull up to the front, and my teacher, he valets it for me. He opens the door, and he valets it for me.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. That is super
Christian
extra.
Christian just drops the mic and walks off.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then, we went to Hell's Kitchen afterwards, and she ordered a salad, which I was kind of upset about. She got a shrimp cocktail. It was $18. There were three pieces of shrimp.
Jeez! But you were able to say, here are my keys, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
It was really cool. Yeah, he's my favorite teacher.
My other question is, what are you doing listening to us?
Oh, my dad's been getting me to listen to you guys forever. I love your guys' music. I don't listen to none of this new music. No way.
Awesome.
I love it. Christian, you're awesome. You got
to
come by the station.
Listen to you guys every morning. I'm here in the school parking lot right now.
Well, don't be late for first bell.
Christian, where do you go to high school?
Green Valley. The bell doesn't ring for another half an hour.
Well, Christian, have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call, and give us a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Last hour, we're talking about proms, theme songs, stuff like that.
Yes.
Christian Bulb from the parking lot. He was going to Green Valley High School, only about 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? His dad, Daniel's on the phone, and he is excited.
They just heard him on the radio. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of the boy, and he paid for it all on his own.
I would have known this was his dad without you telling me.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
So what? Christian didn't say. Obviously, he works.
Well, I can't really give our business my business plan out, but my whole family has copied my business plan. They're all successful, and I took him to work since he was five. And I'm a real parent. I'm a no nonsense dad. I don't put up with crap. And
maybe,
I stayed in there, and look what he turned out like.
Maybe Mike and I should actually follow your business plan because it's not working out as well.
I think it's too late. I think
I'm not renting Jags.
But you want to hear the cool part?
Yeah, I know. I love what he said, but here's the cool part. Oh, the Jag S-Type wasn't the cool part?
Uh-uh. Daniel, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That is one proud dad.
I know, and he has every reason to be.
That is great.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Wow.
Partly cloudy today, maybe a little windy. High 65. It's only about 63 now. Another dose of some cheap, trashy Chatty Gossipy Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
She is gorgeous, and she gained 50 pounds for a role in a new movie. I'll tell you who it is and how she did it.
Right after Poison.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah! It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty Gossipy Entertainment tabloid news.
Amy Schumer will host Saturday Night Live on May 12th, and Tina Fey will host the season finale on May 19th. Nicki Minaj will be the musical guest on that one. I can't wait. I love when Tina Fey is on that show. I wish they'd bring her back more often. Mm-hmm. Love it. Gary Busey's son has joined the cast of Stranger Things. Well, if anyone's seen Stranger Things, I don't know. Gary Busey's son's got to be the one. Jake Busey, he will be joining that cast. And Charlize, we love Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. She gained 50 pounds for her role in Tully. That comes out soon. She plays a mom who's just, you know, spent, basically.
Yeah.
She says, for the first time in my life, I was eating so much processed food. I drank way too much sugar. All of a sudden, she said, I'm eating this amount of food. It's become a job.
Yeah.
Because I have to put on the weight. She said, I had to set my alarm in the middle of the night to get up to eat macaroni and cheese. I don't see what's wrong with that at all. I don't know, Charlize.
A lot of people do that all
the
time.
Exactly. She said, I'd wake up and I'd just eat. It's really hard to maintain that weight. Not really. Not really, Charlize.
I like Charlize Theron.
I love her.
But here's the thing. They couldn't find anybody else that already had the weight?
No, I don't. They apparently wanted her for this movie.
Wow.
This is supposed to be quite the movie. This is going to be one of her, I call them their ugly movies, you know, where they ugly up for a role. And
yeah.
She'll probably win an Academy Award and that whole bit.
She's
but yeah.
This, not the first time she's done this.
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
And I can't remember what, was it Monster? No, I can't remember.
Well, Monster. Was
it Monster?
Something
not
like
Monster's
that.
Ball.
No.
That was Hallie. Can't remember which one it was. It'll come to me.
Where she killed everybody and all the men. And
Was that it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That was another ugly movie because she did well. No, she was not. Well, Mike, don't judge.
Okay.
Don't judge us. Please don't judge us.
Not judging.
That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
Now every song we play seems like a prom song. I don't know what it is.
I know it.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:30, half past the hour. Those tickets for ZZ Top at the Phoenician. Your chance to win coming up after the Eagles in Hotel California. And being Thursday, it'll be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Giving away tickets for ZZ Top, Venetian. And they're going to be at the Venetian Showroom, which has turned out to be a pretty good venue for shows.
It's a great venue for shows. Really
okay.
Nice venue. I just wanted to thank Tom real quick for bringing us coffee and hot chocolate.
Okay.
Because I need to be more jacked up this morning.
Jeez. So we have tickets to give away, and with that being Thursday, we have another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater. And this song, Christian, kind of set the bar. You know what? Prom songs. Just look to last year, this year, for this one. Huge song. We don't play it. But I know that you know it.
All right.
So listen up.
And this would be a prom song.
Oh, absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen to this.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, then we talk slow.
Come over and start up a conversation just with me. And trust me, I'll give it a chance now.
Take my hand, stop.
Put Van the Man on the jukebox.
And then we start to dance, and now I'm singing like,
so, if you can identify by title from those lyrics the song we're reciting in Thespian Musical Theater, you have a couple of tickets for ZZ Top at the Venetian. First person through at ninth caller. Let's go with ninth caller.
There you go.
702-739-9636. Good luck one more time. Here it is.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, then we talk slow.
Come over and start up a conversation just with me. And trust me, I'll give it a chance now.
Take my hand, stop.
Put Van the Man on the jukebox.
And then we start to dance, and now I'm singing like,
all right, starting with caller number 9702-739-9636. Good luck. giving you a chance to win those tickets for ZZ Top with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, then we talk slow.
Come over and start up a conversation just with me. And trust me, I'll give it a chance now.
Take my hand, stop.
Put Van the Man on the jukebox.
And then we start to dance, and now I'm singing like...
Okay, from those lyrics, all you have to do is identify the artist. No, identify the song by title. We got Rhonda on the phone. Rhonda, do you know what it is?
Yes, the title of the song is Shape of You.
Yes!
Good job, Ed Sheeran. There you go. One of the biggest songs, well, last year and still going strong this year.
Could be a theme to a prom. I doubt it.
Absolutely, it could be. It's about...
It's a beautiful song.
It is. Actually, the lyrics are really beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have the tickets. ZZ Top at the Venetian Theater.
Thank you.
These are for next Wednesday, April 25th, from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on a line. We'll take down some details. Thank you so much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
And can you give us a Go Knights Go?
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by... the Western Women's Expo at the Rio, the 21st and 22nd. Brand new clothing line has been launched based on Pink Starburst. People at Starburst teamed up with Project Runway, the winner of that show, to make shirts, jackets, and more, all based around their favorite popular color. And so.
Starburst. It's from the Starburst line.
I mean, I never knew anybody that in love with a candy or a snack where they'd want to...
Really? If there was something hot dog flavored?
Well, you'd never see me wearing a wiener costume.
Okay. I don't know.
You might have a point. This is from the Oscar Mayer collection.
That's right. You know what? Just come in the studio every single day. He's wearing a wiener costume.
How do you multitask while you're eating dinner? They did a survey. I don't know. I mean, we try and put our phones away.
Right.
Turn off the TV and just sit there.
That's good. It's old school. Mm-hmm. Sure.
55% of us watch TV. 45% talk to the people they're eating with. 12%.
I don't know why, but okay.
12% check social media. And then 7% just do nothing. They just eat there in silence.
You know, I was blown away. There's somebody I go out with, and it's amazing to me because they like put their phone aside if we're at dinner or something. And I think it's really cool, you know, because not everybody does that. So I think it's kind of cool.
Jody and I went out last week.
Right.
And we both forgot our phones.
Oh, geez.
And we're halfway to the place where we were going.
Right.
And it's like,
oh no, what are we doing? Oh, geez.
And then we decided, all right, let's go. Let's not go home.
Put them aside.
Go.
It's nice to put them aside when
you
have
dinner. Drink a little
bit more. Sure.
But-
yeah. That's okay. That's all right. Now, when we have sex, the phone is out. Definitely the phone is out. I don't want to miss a call. I don't want to. Jeez. Hey, you mentioned earlier, Mike, the swearing. People swear, and that's a good way to alleviate stress. Well, the average person actually drops their first swear word, they say, about 10:54 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
25% of us don't even make it to 9 o'clock. It's before 9 o'clock
really?
In the morning. 25% of us, my hand is up. Now
we started this challenge morning.
And I don't think I have since we started.
Because it came out the average American can't go a full day without cursing.
Right. I'm trying to just go today. the things that stress us out are money, not enough sleep. Things
right.
like that, our job, things like that, significant other. But I've been good. I've been good so far. I'm going to have to make this a part of my act tonight to not swear.
Good luck.
And in Boulder, Colorado, the sheriff was called to a property. They had to get a black bear out of a car. He locked himself inside of a parked car.
Man,
can you imagine what the heck? What is going on? I don't have the remote. Somebody, help me out. Yeah, they had to come. And, could you help me? Could somebody? All right, hold on, Bear. We're just going to hit the hatch here. There you go. They aimed the gun at him in case he attacked, but he just ran off. Once the door opened, just ran off. And if you were locked in a car, you'd do the same thing. Thank you, officer. Boom. You're out of there. A lot of bear stories.
I'm trying to imagine somebody approaching the car with a wire hanger.
Right,
and the bear just rolling its eyes
oh
like, really?
Is that a Slim Jim?
That's all you have?
I'm so sorry. So we got to get a locksmith out here, Bear. Just hang on. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
There's your Jew Fest headliner for this year, 2018, Rick Springfield.
Yay!
Jesse's Girl, and of course, tickets already on sale. All the information about June Fest, June 9th, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater, on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Big Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Big Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Big Flex. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning.
5 a.m., 8 a.m., your first two chances to put a grand in your hand. We will also have more tickets to see ZZ Top tomorrow. And we'll find out if I went the whole day without swearing. Mike, I don't know if I can do it, but we'll find out.
We brought this up earlier this morning. The challenge is, you know, the average American, they say, can't go a full day without cursing.
Yeah.
So the challenge is on between you and I. I think I can do it. You have to work tonight. You got a free show. And by the way, if you want to go, it's at the Rampart, 7 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. Bonkers Comedy. You'll find it in there. Addison's Lounge. It's a ton of fun. Like Mike said, it is a free show. So come on by. Get your laugh on, and I'll try not to swear.
Maybe I'll send over a heckler.
Oh, good. Nice. To really get under my skin, right?
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with a podcast of this show, showbiz news, interviews, and more. It's all right there in the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Go to our website for that. Wendy Rush coming in next. Your next chance to put a grand in your hand, minutes away. Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.